This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Here we go again. Another winter storm is headed toward mid-Missouri. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for much of mid-Missouri. The Weather Service predicts snow will spread over the area this evening and become heavy at times after midnight. The Weather Service predicts approximately 6 inches of snow in Columbia and up to a foot in western portions of mid-Missouri. Wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour and hazardous travel conditions are expected. The MU Faculty Council and faculty are expected to meet in the near future to decide the best way to make up class cancellations due to last week's snowstorm. MU News Bureau spokesperson Christian Basie says if there were enough snow days this year, finals week would likely be affected. However, Basie also believes technology reduces the need to make up for snow days.
One thing that we are very fortunate for is that today's technology allows us to do a lot of work and be able to communicate with each other, even though we may be at home instead of the office.
2 years ago, the university decided to shorten finals week to make up 2 of 3 snow days the school had during that year's snowstorm. The snow outside now won't have much of an impact on Missouri's long-term drought conditions. But as Marshall Griffin tells us, the snow and ice melt will help in the short term.
Kelly Smith with the Missouri Farm Bureau says it takes about 10 inches of snow to equal 1 inch of rain, but adds that any moisture at this time is good.
We were dry up until about 45 days ago, and then we've started getting some rains through the winter. And the good thing about this is every time we get something right now back-to-back, it's, you know, saturating the soil.
As for long-term drought relief, Smith says the state needs enough saturating rain that results in runoff to fill up ponds, lakes, creeks, and streams. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A 2009 Missouri law that bans young drivers from texting behind the wheel has led to few citations and remains difficult to enforce. The Columbia Missourian reports that an average of fewer than 4 people a month have received texting while driving tickets since the law was passed. Court records reviewed by the Missourian show that no one has been punished for violating the law in nearly half of the state's 114 counties. In Boone County, 6 of the 7 people punished for breaking the law were fined $20.50. A 7th violator received the maximum $200 fine after also hitting a utility pole while texting. Missouri's distracted driving laws are among the nation's most lenient. 10 states ban all handheld cell phone use. The state Supreme Court has scheduled oral arguments this week in cases involving school transfers and survivor benefits for the gay partner of a Missouri State Highway Patrol trooper. Both cases are to be argued before the High Court Wednesday. Corporal Dennis Engelhard was killed in 2009 while investigating a Christmas Day accident on Interstate 44 southwest of St. Louis. His partner sued for survivor's benefits, but their 15-year relationship is not recognized by the state. The school transfer case focuses on a law requiring unaccredited school districts to pay for sending students to nearby districts. It was filed by families who were paying to send their children to public schools in suburban Clayton when St. Louis lost accreditation in 2007. St. Louis became provisionally accredited last year. Missouri lawmakers are looking for ways to collect taxes from some online and out-of-state retailers. State budget officials estimate that Missouri could gain about $10 million annually in tax revenues if legislation filed in both the House and Senate were to pass. The bills address 2 areas that traditional retail stores contend put them at a disadvantage. One provision would require Missouri taxes to be collected on out-of-state retailers that personally deliver products like furniture and appliances to Missouri homes. Another section of legislation seeks to levy taxes on online retailers if they get at least $10,000 worth of sales annually from Missouri businesses that route internet traffic to them. Proponents of a Medicaid expansion will get their say at the Missouri Capitol, even if they don't get their way. A House committee is scheduled to hear testimony today on a Democratic proposal to expand eligibility for the Medicaid health care program to an estimated 260,000 additional lower-income adults. The plan has the support of Governor Jay Nixon and is called for by President Barack Obama's health care law, but the Republican-led legislature has generally opposed the Medicaid expansion. The Democrats' bill is not expected to pass, but Republican Representative Jay Barnes, who is the chairman of the committee, plans to introduce his own Medicaid proposal. More than 6 out of 10 tanning salons in Missouri would allow a child as young as 10 years old to use a tanning bed. As Tim Lloyd reports, These findings come from a new survey conducted by dermatologists at Washington University.
Okay, first things first. WashU dermatologist Lynn Cornelius says anyone under 18 has no business using a tanning bed. In fact, she really doesn't like tanning beds at all and says they're directly linked to higher rates of skin cancer. Cornelius is co-author of the study that conducted the survey and hopes its findings will spur lawmakers in Jefferson City to require parental consent before anyone under 18 can use a tanning bed.
It's a great opportunity to educate parents to the risk of exposure to the artificial devices.
Despite the concerns of many dermatologists, the American Sun Tanning Association maintains that indoor tanning is safe in moderation. The trade group, however, is in favor of parental consent for minors. In St. Louis, I'm Tim Lloyd.
Children younger than 16 could avoid future federal regulation and continue to work on their parents' farm under a bill scheduled for a vote this week in the Missouri Senate. In 2012, the federal government proposed rules that would have prevented children from doing certain agricultural work. The plans were scrapped after opposition from lawmakers, but Missouri Senate is looking to pass a law just in case. The Senate measure would exempt children from getting a work certificate and from limitations on the number of hours and days they can work. Children would only need the consent of their parents to work on the family's farm. The opening of Missouri's catch and keep trout season is coming up. The Missouri Department of Conservation says this Friday marks the opening of the trout season at Bennett Springs State Park, Montauk Park, Roaring River State Park, and Merrimack Spring Park. The department operates hatcheries at all four trout parks. The long-range weather forecast for this Friday points to highs in the 40s and a small chance of rain. Governor Jay Nixon is scheduled to fire the opening pistol at Montauk Hatchery. About 2,500 people are expected. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.